Hello everyone, my name is Yolanda Pensa. I'm a senior researcher at SUPSI, which is a Swiss university, at the Institute of Design, but I'm also an active member of Wikipedia. I've been contributing since 2006, I've been chair of Wikimedia Italy, and now I'm also national coordinator of GLAMS, which means that I spend a lot of time selling encyclopedias around as a volunteer. And this is a tool about Wikipedia. I don't think it's necessary to present Wikipedia. This year is the 25th anniversary. It is an open infrastructure, open content. It is also a website that serves open science and open GLAMS. It is also an open educational resource. So I think it's a good symbol of the open in general. And the reason why we're developing this tool is because I spend a lot of time working on content, and I started by contributing to contemporary African art. And one of the problems with Wikipedia is that it's very difficult to grasp what a topic is about, how is the situation of a topic. You get an access to articles once at a time, and when you work on project you get list of articles, but it's very difficult to get a sense of the landscape. So how a topic is documented on Wikipedia, what is the quality of that content, is it rich or not? So I've been testing some visualization in some research project I've been promoting. So one of the first visualizations that we've been working on was to transform 100 articles related to the South African school system and seeing how we can show how those articles are on Wikipedia and how we change them by contributing and improving them. Another visualization tool that I've been developing with Giovanni Profeta was created in 2020 during the pandemic. In Italy, all schools were closed. So we were thinking, okay, Wikipedia is an open educational resource tool, but how is actually the quality of that content? So we did a research to define a list of articles related to the school system. We looked at content related from primary school to high school on different subjects, looking at high school books and different books. We organize topics related to disciplines, and we look at how those articles were in different years. So we started in 2020, we involved the community to improve articles, and we checked how those articles changed throughout time. So what you see in this visualization is basically each article is a bubble. The dimension of the bubble tells you the dimension of the article. The dot inside is the dimension of the incipit, so the lead session, the first part of the article, which at the time was, of course, a lot read, and also we did a focus group in which also teacher and students identified as very important. And also you have arrows, got each article in details and see how it changed through time. And you can organize content according to different categories. So the idea of this visualization was really to identify how the landscape of certain article presented, and also to look at issues that could be fixed quite easily. So for example, if an article was already mentioning cleanup tags, or he had no images, so identifying what could the volunteers do quite quickly. So this project was also replicated in Uruguay. So they used the software to adapt it and to look at the articles related to the Uruguayan school system. So after this experience, we decided to create a tool based a bit on this experience, and a tool that can be applied to any set of article. And we decided to focus with the research on climate change and sustainability, because of course is an important topic for everyone, and improving content on Wikipedia can have obviously a broader effect. So we started working on the visualization, and at the same time, Wiki Education, which is a foundation in the United States that works a lot with classrooms and school books, was at the same time working on this visualizing impact tool that was already working on the impact of contribution by students. So we decided to join the two projects and work together. And I'll take a little break. So So the idea of the visualization is really to serve volunteer, to facilitate their work, to allow them to identify what is the priority, which article they should focus on, but also create a landscape that can be useful for researchers to identify a topic, understanding how a topic is described and how is it treated on Wikipedia, and also facilitating contribution by GLAMS, analysis by journalists, and contribution by teachers. So at the moment, we have a pilot tool that you can find online. So it focuses only on climate change, but in reality, the tool can extract data from Wikidata or from categories on Wikipedia. And it already shows articles and the situation. The reason why the first visualization is, you see all the bubbles squeezed on the top, is the Donald Trump problem. So of course, the tool created a system to erase him, so that it's actually possible to see the articles. It's obviously a first step, but one of the issues that are obviously we're facing now is that at the beginning, the idea was to focus on the number of visualization. But today, things are changing, of course, with the machines that are visualizing Wikipedia more than humans. So we are changing some of the feature, focusing more on contributors, and see which are the articles that have more contributors. We've been also involving, well, of course, you find the new, all the data and the software online. And at the moment, we're still in the co-designing phase. So some of the we are working on the first visualization, but we will be comparing languages. The project at the moment focuses on four languages, so Italian, Spanish, English, and French. And we're also looking at how changes have been made from one through time. So the next visualization, which will be the Wikimedia community, so you can select articles according if they are stub, with introducing the fact that at the moment I'm also working on trying to bring to FOSDEM in 2029 the entire open community. So Wikipedians, open science, open educational resources, Creative Commons, open street map communities. So try to have a joint event in 2029. Thanks. No, one of the, so at the moment there are, the question is about the different visualization that we are planning. No, there are different kind of visualization. This one is the first scratch that we are working on. The emphasis will be also done on comparing how the initial set of article was presented and how changes produced a different visualization. This is something that is very interesting, well, to satisfy volunteers, so also to give feedback to the Wiki project, because a lot of Wiki projects are managed by one person or two people, so the fact of having feedback from a visualization is also important to encourage them. But it's also interesting for fundraising for affiliates, because they can present funders what actually they did by organizing events, by contributing to Wikipedia. It is so the aspect of the before after is probably what it will transform. Also, another issue is how to create visualization that can be targeting different people. So this is something that we are browsing. At the moment, well, we started with this sketch. We have some more sketches, in particular focusing on comparing languages, which is also something we're focusing on four languages to not make it huge, but we are designing the tools that it can be broadened. And also consider that this is a dashboard. So Wiki Education already manages a dashboard dashboard, in particular to manage events in the community. So the dashboard will be included within their work, so people will be able to apply it to their needs, and it can serve really individuals and small projects. Yes, please.
Are there any more visualizations that are more focused on the users rather than the editors, such as the association that you use for the African school system?
The visualization focuses more on the behind the scene of Wikipedia, so we don't focus much on the users of the readers. In particular, now with the change on AI, this is also an issue. One of the things that we are considering is also how to look at how to identify in articles different styles, for example, that could be adapted and could be improved also according to readers. But it's true that, for example, monitoring the impact of the article is something that a lot of researchers would love to know more. But there is always it's also a tricky issue because, for example, analyzing a discussion page, we show the size of the discussion page if an article is, for example, controversial, but we don't explore the discussion page and the dynamics also for privacy issues. And so it's something that we are not really putting on front of it. So we're more focusing on the work behind the scene to contribute and to improve content.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.